Let us pray. Our Father, for many things we're grateful this day. We're grateful most of all for thy Son, the Lord Jesus, who came to show us about thee, to teach us the way of life, and to give us the power to live it. We're also grateful for the presence of thy Holy Spirit, who guides and comforts us. May we walk under the divine direction. May we also learn under that same direction. We thank thee for our seminary, for the dedicated leaders who teach us, who learn with us, who help us. May their lives prove to be inspirations to us, and may our lives and our learning prove to be blessings to them. For many things we thank you, and for this day may we lift our hearts in gladness and adoration to thee. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
As President of the Student Council, it's my privilege to present to you this day the Student Council officers for the year 1972-73. The purpose of the Student Council is to promote the general welfare of all students, to stimulate participation in those campus and off-campus activities which are vital for the well-being of every student, and to assist the faculty and administration in those areas which demand the cooperation and the support of the Student Council. At this time, I'd like to present to you Mr. Reginald Dawkins, who is Vice President of our Student Council, who will in turn introduce the other members of our council.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is the prayer of this student council that as we make our journey here together at Southeastern, both student and teacher, that we be found faithful and true to our commitment. There may arise those moments while we are here when our feet will become tired and our bodies weary. And when we do confront these periods of time, may we be found asking, as did Cardinal John Henry Newman many years ago, as he too faced trying times in his life, and he penned the beautiful words that are found in our Baptist hymnal. Lead, kindly light, amid the encircling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark, and I am far from home. Lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step, enough for me. This seminary and our preparations is but one step for our Lord. It is my distinct privilege to present to you at this time the representatives of the following classes, and I will ask each individual to stand as I call his name. Our senior class representatives, Mr. Woody Cato, Mr. Mike Jennings, and absent this morning, Mr. Stan Heiser. Thank you, gentlemen. Our Medlar class representatives, Mr. Tilden Bridges, Mr. Bob Newton, who is an absent, Mr. John Perry. Thank you, gentlemen. Our certificate representative, Mr. Kenneth Young. Thank you, sir.
At this time, I'd like to recognize our secretary and treasurer of our student council. She will have some words for us. After she speaks, then I will recognize the committee chairmen of our student council. So Brenda Lehman, our secretary, treasurer, student council.
As Larry has said, I am your secretary treasurer for this coming year. I've been teased quite considerably about my last name being Lehman. But you know, it takes the layman some time to keep these ordained men in order. And so I hope and pray that I might be able to do that this year. Of course, you know probably what the secretary treasurer's job is, keeping things in order, keeping the records and so forth. But I do hope and pray that God may use me this year to be an instrument whereby that this might be a rewarding experience for you here at the seminary. And I do have deep prayers for our school and for our council. And I want you to know that I'm free at any time, that whenever you want to voice your opinion or just talk or anything, please feel free to call on me, come to me and talk. And I want to be your friend, not only your secretary and treasurer, but I want to be a personal friend, if I may. And I just pray so much that this will be a year that we all can truly be thankful for. Thank you.
I present to you at this time our chairman of the art committee, Mr. Rick Cash. Mr. Cash.
Thank you, Mr. Dawkins. As chairman of the art committee, my responsibility is to act upon your ideas for creative involvement and also act upon my own ideas. Already many of you have made suggestions with regard to activities which you would like to see performed on this campus this year, and to some extent already I've made preparations toward the presentation of a talent show with cooperation of Ms. Arlene Westbrook in the next month or so. If you have any kind of talent, whether it be playing a guitar, singing, telling jokes, most of us enter that realm, please let me know or let Arlene know, and we will put you on the program for this talent show to be produced in the next month or so. Last year, to give you newcomers an idea of what the Arts Committee is all about, Mike Simmons, a very capable leader, directed us in a series of song fests conducted in the small chapel in the Appleby Building. And all of us enjoy those, and we hope to continue the trend which Mike set last year and to have more song fests and also to enlist the involvement of a nearby ladies' choir. Last year we all enjoyed their presentation in the cafeteria. The activities of the Arts Committee will be directed on Friday mornings at 10 o'clock in lieu of the regular worship service hour. Every Friday morning is free for such activities. So watch the bulletin board in Appleby and Mackey Hall for these notices. This year, in addition to the talent shows, the song fests, and so forth, we hope to add drama. On October the 5th, Mr. Bill Davis will hold auditions throughout the day so that you may try out for a play entitled Mooney's Kid Don't Cry by Tennessee Williams, a one-act play. If you have any experience or have no experience in drama, anyone can act. We hope that you will try out for this play or volunteer to work in scenery, in makeup, in props. Hopefully, this drama interest will continue throughout this year and perpetuate in oncoming years. And we're now looking for a place on the campus for an established theater setting. So we hope to do quite a bit this year in drama, in music, and in having fun. So tell me what you like, what you don't like, what you think works, what does not work, of what you will see in the oncoming months. Watch the bulletin board, and the Arts Committee seeks your involvement and your enjoyment. Thank you.
The chairman of our chapel committee, Mr. Bud Gillett. Mr. Gillett.
Thank you, Reg. It is the desire of the chapel committee under the chairmanship of Dr. Garland Hendricks to provide and promote inspirational and meaningful worship opportunities for you, for all of us. We hope to do that this semester through, of course, on Tuesdays, the special civilization films, and then with two special chapel working worship services on Wednesdays and Thursdays, usually, with open day for meetings of committees and the like on Fridays. These meaningful worship experiences, which we are hoping that all of us shall enter into this year, will be led by speakers from outside our seminary family, primarily by faculty and administration of the school and students. Students who will be selected this year by their fellow students through the student government to speak in chapel at least 8 times this school year. So we're hoping to provide some wonderful opportunities for you to enter into worship with us so that all of us together might be drawn closer to our Lord and to each other.
Chairman, Ethics Committee, Mr. Mike Moore. Mr. Moore.
I thank you for asking me to take part in student body government and these sorts of things. May I introduce my fellow committee members, Don Smith, Tommy Ritter, and Rick Bailey. We have asked Dr. Thomas Bland to be our faculty advisor for this particular committee. The purpose of the Ethics Committee is to stimulate the interest and participation of students and faculty in matters of local, national, and international problems of concern in the ethics realm. Some particular projects we have in the stew pot for this coming student year would be a possibility of a forum on current political issues, and with the election year coming quickly to a head, perhaps we could form our own mock election or at least an opinion poll upon current political candidates. In February, the Mobile Blood Bank will be coming to the Wake Forest community, and the Ethics Committee is sponsoring this project. It's to be not only for the seminary community, but for the whole community of Wake Forest. You'll be hearing much more news about this as the weeks go on. Let me solicit from you not only your common concern and participation, but also your suggestions for some projects for the Ethics Committee as we work and live together here in our seminary lives. Thank you.
Chairman, Off-Campus Ministries, Mr. Mike Lewis. Mr. Lewis.
It is the purpose of the Off-Campus Ministries Committee to channel you who are interested and willing into a voluntary ministry that is needed here in the local community. Our theme this year is entitled Love Expressed Through Action, which we find in 1 John 3:18 through 19. My children, love must not be a matter of words or talk. It must be genuine and show itself in action. This year we have two main areas of ministry which we hope you'll become involved in. This is the local rest home ministry, which will be headed up by Larry Hopkins, who is helping me on my committee. And then we have ministry to the elementary school and to the high school and the tutoring program. And this is headed up by Miss Rita Justice. Neither of these ministries will require that much time, so we're hoping as many of you will sign up for these as possible. We're asking here for maybe 1, 2, 3 hours a week, and these are needed. These organizations have contacted us and have stated definite needs here, and we're hopeful in these different areas. We have passed out sheets around the school. We have some in the entranceway of the chapel here, which we hope you'll pick up and refer to for more information this morning. And if you would like to talk to me or Mr. Ted James, who is our advisor and co-worker, or Miss Justice or Larry Hopkins. We'll be glad to talk with you and encourage you to help us in the off-campus ministries.
Chairwoman, Social Committee, Ms. Arlene Westbrook. Ms. Westbrook.
Well, the Social Committee, as its name implies, is responsible for providing opportunities for social interaction here on campus. And some of the activities which we sponsor include the reception for the new students, which was held just recently. We work with the Fellowship Club in sponsoring picnics and a sweetheart banquet. I'll be working with Rick Cash in sponsoring a talent show, which will be coming up in the near future. And we hope to have at least one social activity each month. And as I see it, the main purpose of the Social Committee is to provide us with an opportunity for fellowship and for forming friendships. You know, we have a splendid opportunity on this campus, not only for sharing our ideas and our minds with each other, but for also sharing our whole personalities and for getting to know each other as people and as persons. So I hope that this is the kinds of activities that we sponsor will provide us with these kinds of chances to get to know each other as people. So if at any time you have any suggestions of activities that you would like for the Social Committee to handle, any gripes, anything you see we're doing that could be improved or should be left out altogether, I hope that you'll be willing to share these ideas with me, because I want you to realize that this is your committee and it's your campus. Thank you.
Chairman, Student Welfare, Mr. Gary Morris. Mr. Morris.
I guess as many jokes as are made about the welfare committee, many guys come to me and say, well, I want to be on welfare, and I understand all that. Because as students, there are times when you and I have hard times. When I accepted the committee chairman, I thought, well, first thing I would do would be have a guaranteed annual income. Then I thought maybe we would have guaranteed housing and things like this, but I checked into the budget, and it just doesn't go along with what I thought maybe we could do. But seriously, as problems arise, I hope you won't be ashamed to contact me in this committee, because I know probably you as well as I have been through experiences while in seminary, while in college, and in different situations where we just don't hardly have enough income to sustain ourselves. So I hope that you'll feel free to contact me about problems you have financially, or problems that you know of someone else having financially, that maybe we as a welfare chairman can work with them and help them in their situations, because, like I stated, we all have rough times, especially in ministry. And we need help, and there is help available, and there's scholarships, grants, things like this, as well as money that the welfare committee has to work with. So don't be ashamed to contact me. We can work with you and help in situations, if at all possible. Thank you.
It is now my pleasure, on behalf of the Student Council, to present to you Mr. Larry Phillips, President, Student Council. Mr. Phillips.
I'd like to spend our remaining time this morning in a worship period. Let me say, in addition to what has already been said by the committee chairmen, we do have a seminary council on campus, which is composed of 9 members, including 3 student body members. And we also have 9 student faculty committees, upon which we have anywhere from 10 to 20 students represented on the student faculty committees. I will post a list of the seminary council, the student council, and student faculty committees on the bulletin boards in Johnson classroom building, also in the Appleby classroom building, to where you'll be able to get acquainted with these people who are representing you on these committees. As I try to consider the year before us, the thoughts of Paul kept coming to mind. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, in verse 3, Paul says, "If I give everything I have to poor people, and if I were burned alive for preaching the gospel, but did not love others, it would be of no value. whatever. As president of the Student Council, it is my desire as a seminary family, we would experience Koinonia Fellowship in the year ahead. Koinonia Fellowship is brought about by a group of caring and sharing people. Dr. Bruce Evans states it as follows. Koinonia Fellowship is the spiritual binding of real people who are in communion with Jesus Christ through each other. There are no walls in Koinonia Fellowship. There is openness and tolerance and acceptance. How may we as student body members actualize this meaningful definition of Koinonia Fellowship? First of all, I believe we as Christians must commit ourselves to becoming loving persons. This is not easy. It is far easier to do something for someone than to be something to someone. Paul goes as far to say that even a sacrifice which is loveless misses the point. I'm under the impression there's a meaningful difference between compassion and pity as we minister to other people. Compassion stoops to meet a beggar at the level of his personal need. Pity tosses a beggar a coin and walks away. So the first step towards Koinonia Fellowship is that of becoming a loving, committed person. Secondly, we must risk involvement with each other. Koinonia Fellowship is more than handshaking, backslapping, and chit-chat. This is acceptable. It is an acceptable beginning, but this is only a beginning. Far too long have our relationships to each other been superficial or unreal. I think it's time for our relationships to become very meaningful and for you and I as students to be willing to risk involvement with our peers. For us to experience Koinonia Fellowship, more is needed than just being together in a loving, meaningful relationship. Koinonia Fellowship comes also by us thinking together. Honest doubting should begin here. Our seminary should encourage openness and disagreement with other Christians within the Christian fellowship. In fact, Koinonia can only happen in the atmosphere of openness and honesty. Where and when can we best come to grips with the serious business of learning to be Christians than at the present time where we are? We can come to know each other, and at the same time we come to love one another. Koinonia Fellowship comes also by feeling together. In addition to social fellowship, which I hope we will have, and in addition to intellectual fellowship, which is a necessity, I feel as if we also need an emotional fellowship. Koinonia comes out of fervent prayers from men who agonize before God for their fellow man. Koinonia comes out of shared testimonies of those lives which have been transformed by Jesus Christ. Koinonia comes through moving church music, songs such as Grace That Is Greater Than All of Our Sins. What a deeper feeling could be ours together than the realization that God loved us enough that he was willing to die for us. Possibly we should sing more hymns like, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus." Words of praise like these, "Man of sorrow, what a name for the Son of God who came ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior." Then lastly this morning, Koinonia Fellowship comes through sharing together, being with is far better than doing far. Koinonia Fellowship is a group of caring and sharing people. Koinonia Fellowship involves us being committed to love, willing to risk involvement, intellectually thinking together, socially and emotionally feeling together, and then simply sharing ourselves with someone else. Koinonia Fellowship will happen to our campus only when koinonia happens to you. And with God's help, I pray that we will allow it to happen. Shall we pray? Our Father, we ask that you might forgive our sins from yesterday, sanctify what we are today, and God, with your divine wisdom, order what we shall be tomorrow. And I pray, God, that koinonia shall happen to us in order that our campus can also experience koinonia. For we pray in his name.